KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's top elections official is getting a vote of no confidence from a state Senate committee. As Nate Wegehout reports, Megan Wolf may stay on the job anyway.
The vote on the Senate Elections Committee fell along party lines, with three Republicans voting no on reappointing Wolf, one Democrat voting yes, and one Democrat abstaining. Presumably, the vote will go to the full Senate as soon as this Thursday. Republican Senator Dan Fahan, who sits on the committee, said he voted no because she didn't show up to her confirmation hearing. But legal experts say it's no matter. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer, who also sits on the committee and voted yes, told the Devil's Advocates radio show yesterday.
I think she's either been nominated or she hasn't, and she hasn't. And they, you know, just that they can wake up and say, well, we consider her to have been nominated. That isn't how it works.
Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Republicans plan to release their plan to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee in the next week to 10 days. That's according to Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August. Negotiations are still underway, but August says the Republican plan will not use money from the state's $4 billion surplus.
I think that this deal will be built more around kind of the revenues off of player salaries, the tax revenues off of those, and maybe some sales tax revenue that comes out of the sales when we all go to a game and buy a popcorn or a Miller Lite.
American Family Field needs upgrades if the Brewers are going to stay in Wisconsin. August was on Upfront on WISN-TV Sunday. A Madison lawyer is suing to stop any impeachment of Wisconsin's newest Supreme Court justice. Tim Burns claims impeaching Janet Protasiewicz would violate the constitutional rights of the people who voted for her. Republicans have been talking about impeaching Protasiewicz. They want her to recuse herself from cases about Wisconsin's legislative maps and abortion. Those are things she talked about during her campaign. People in Wisconsin have a chance to express their views about Social Security in September. Here's Mike Bone.
Martin Hernandez with AARP Wisconsin says these sessions are meant to provide a relaxed atmosphere that allows participants to discuss a hot-button issue without the political tension often connected to it.
There's so much rhetoric going from both sides, and we really want to just present the facts.
He says they're especially trying to engage with workers in their 40s and 50s who will eventually rely on the program. Social Security is popular with voters, but lawmakers are divided on how to maintain it amid forecasts that its funds will run out in a decade. I'm Mike Moen.
There was a Social Security listening session last night in Eau Claire. There'll be others in Appleton and Madison later this month. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know. A man is in the hospital after a high-speed crash on the streets of Green Bay. The crash occurred yesterday just before noon. Green Bay police say the driver of a silver car was speeding near 9th Street and Norwood Avenue on the west side. The car collided with an SUV. The speeder hit another car and took out a utility pole as well. The 44-year-old driver of the speeding car was the only driver taken to the hospital. The area was off limits for about 4 hours and reopened around 4:15. If you're a Leadfoot, you'll want to hear this. The Wisconsin State Patrol will be in the skies over Brown County on Thursday, September 14th. The WSP has been patrolling the skies all summer in an effort to get drivers to slow down. So tap those brakes, folks. Lottery fever is on the rise. There were no winners in last night's Powerball drawing, pushing Wednesday's jackpot to $550 million. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers shut out the Marlins. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 12-0 win last night over the Miami Marlins at AmFam Field, a 3-run rally in the third, a 5-run rally in the sixth. Then on the mound was Milwaukee's Brandon Woodruff, who pitched a complete game shutout, throwing strikes on the first pitch to 26 consecutive batters.
Just tried to make quality pitches early and try to get quick outs, and thankfully defense played a heck of a game behind me and allowed me to get deep in the game.
Woodruff went over his pitch count, but Craig Counsell let him finish after Sunday's 11-inning no-hitter was wasted.
Look, he threw the ball great, and he deserved the shot to do it for sure. You know, that's just a big-time performance. We've had two incredible performances by our guys the last 2 days, and, you know, makes you really appreciate what they've accomplished and what they do for your team.
Game two of the four-game series tonight in Milwaukee. College football, number 19th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers have been dropped out of the top 25 after losing to Washington State head coach Luke Fickell.
You got to move on. You got to put it past you. But you got to remember the feeling.
The Badgers host the Georgia Southern Eagles Saturday in Madison. NFL, a wild finish on Monday Night Football. A 65-yard punt return for a touchdown by the Jets in overtime to beat the Bills 22-16, but a devastating loss. Aaron Rodgers sacked on the turf. The opening drive twists his ankle. After the game, Jets head coach Robert Saleh says it's likely a season-ending torn Achilles tendon.
Concerned with his Achilles. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen. So prayers tonight, but it's not good.
In Green Bay, Kenny Clark celebrates receiving the game ball after the Packers win over the Bears. In the stands was Kenny's father, finally released from prison after a controversial trial nearly 20 years ago.
You know, I'm just blessed, man. I've been through a lot, you know, in my life. Like I said, it was a special moment, and it was special to share that with him.
As Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, man.
Yeah, brother, like
it. Stop
it.
Right on.
What's up? Hey, man, what's your name? What's your name? Woo! It's everything, it's
everything.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I stayed up a little past my bedtime last night watching just a great, great football game. And I've seen a lot of football, man, but that was one of the most intriguing football games I've seen in a decade or more. The Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets played a hell of a football game. I know I get it. Aaron Rodgers wasn't there in the end, but the football game, the entertainment value of it was absolutely spectacular. Did you get to see any of it?
You know, it kind of was becoming a punt fest in the first three quarters, so I kind of turned it off. But I heard it came down to a last-second punt return.
It came down to a last-second punt return, and you could kind of see the crescendo building. You knew something spectacular was going to happen. The referee punked out in the end. He saw a leg whip that really should have been called. He didn't have the guts. He swallowed the whistle on the punt return where the guy scored the touchdown. It was right in front of him, and I guess he just didn't want to make that call. But that wasn't, you know, why the game was the way it was. Aaron Rodgers, all of the talk and ballywig about Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets and what's going to happen, and, you know, and Aaron coming out with the flag and running and the pump and circumstance leading up to this game, leading up to Aaron Rodgers, and fate would have it, the fourth play, only his fourth play, he gets tackled and blows his Achilles. And, man, the place went from being just absolutely maddening with all the screaming and yelling to where you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah, no, it's heartbreaking for him, for the fans, for everybody involved. It's just, don't want to see someone go out like that.
No, you don't want to see someone go out like that. But at the same time, I would say that sometimes we put so much into one guy. You know, one guy is not a football teammate. Aaron Rodgers, as great a player as he is, And in many instances, we may say was, because I don't see, and I'm not betting against him, but a man 39 years old who blows an Achilles, and for people who don't know, that's your heel, blows his Achilles. Part of the fact that he blew his Achilles is his age, too. I know a lot of guys who blew their Achilles, and I've never known many of them to be very young people who blew them. After a certain period of time, working on that heel takes a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, especially if you're a professional athlete. And so that's not unusual for a guy to blow his Achilles, even a guy as great as Aaron Rodgers is.
Yeah, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant both blew their Achilles in return and are having successful careers, but that's basketball, so that's obviously
different. But they're younger guys.
And they're younger. They happened when they were in their late 20s, early 30s, not on the doorstep of 40.
Yeah, and so it looks like, for all the reason that, the chances of Aaron Rodgers returning, he's a human being. All these people are human beings, and no matter what we think about how great they are, they're human beings. They're made of flesh and blood like everybody else. The chances of a soon-to-be 40-year-old man being able to overcome that serious an injury and still play on the highest level. We're talking about pro football, the highest level of athletics in the world. That's more than a notion. So, this may be towards the end of Aaron Rodgers' career, and the fact that it ends in the manner that it ended. I don't think even his worst critics would not want to see that happen. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Did you see it? And what are your thoughts about what transpired, what took place with Aaron Rodgers. It for all the world, when you saw the tackle, it didn't look like, it didn't look like anything that serious. But you can't see, right?
Yeah, no, it didn't. He just got kind of drugged down, and then he stood up and looked like he was maybe fine, and then he sat down on the field, and that was it.
Yeah, man. It just goes to show, man. They pay those guys all that money, they're an injury away, right? I don't care what it's, baseball, basketball, football, whatever it is. Great pitchers make a lot of money, but they're an injury away, blowing out their elbows. Tommy John. Injuries, great basketball players, they're an injury away, yet some of those guys are making, the quarterbacks $50, $60 million a year. Anyway, it was a great, great football game. I enjoyed it immensely, and it'll be hard pressed to find another game for the rest of the season that's going to even come close to just how exciting that football game was all the way through. Even though you said it was a punt fest, man, I was watching the defense. And man, those athletes, that was a while a few years ago when the quarterbacks were putting up 400 yards and 5 touchdowns regularly. You remember that? Scores 55 points, 45 points. They changed the rules for the excitement of scoring. That's what the NFL was about. The excitement was in the scoring. And so they changed the rules because the defenses had caught up to the offenses. And to make it more advantageous for the offenses to, to score a lot of points. Well, it looks like the defenses have finally caught up. And going to be a lot more difficult for the offenses to score all those points.
Yeah, no, it seems like it's in the last 15, 10 years, the super good athletes have been wide receivers, and running backs, and now it seems like we're getting some crazy super athletes playing cornerback and linebacker and D-line now. So it's definitely, the competition is evened out, I'd say, well, like you said.
The verbiage you used was super athletes. That's what these guys are. You know, I remember talking to Leroy Butler recently and asking him about, you know, these athletes today compared to the athletes of his year. He was not a super athlete. And he was not a guy who could run a 4.240 or jump out of the gym. But, you know, he certainly, he said that they were a little bit smarter than the guys today. You know, but these guys, athletically, they're just, you know, come on, man. They're absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, you know, I'm gonna get into a subject, and maybe I'll wait. Got a couple of minutes before we go to break. I'll tease it on right now, and then you can respond on the other side. Have you heard, Calvin, about the No Labels Party?
I have heard a little bit about it.
So the No Labels Party and the Green Party. You know, I get it. I mean, I agree with others that the Democrats and the Republicans, people have been clamoring and saying, I don't support either one of them. There needs to be somebody else. You know, the Democrats aren't answering the questions that I need to have answered. The Republicans aren't. So we need to start this third party. But there is a third party, the Green Party. There are other parties that are out there, but none as dangerous as this No Labels Party that is coming into existence at a time that is very dangerous for the Democratic Party and for President Joe Biden. And to me, for all of us, because what this new party that is No Labels Party that is being created, it's going to take votes away from Joe Biden. Make no mistake about it. And the Democrats, they're going to take those votes away from the Democrats and open the door for Donald Trump. For all of you who are in the listening audience, who, like me, have said there needs to be another party, now is not the time. It's just not the time to run the risk of allowing Donald Trump to slip through the back door as close as the race is now between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, to slip a third party in that has no chance whatsoever of getting a winning the election. It's foolhardy. So I want to talk a little bit about that after we come back from break. The No Labels Party, what are your thoughts? And maybe there is a place and a time for it, but it's not today. I don't care if it's Cornel West. I don't care who it is you put there. Now is not the time. At least we wind up with Donald Trump for another 4 years. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Right. Taking off. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Media, I'm
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, yeah. Of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, he was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 64. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows level off around 46. Mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 64. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Lots of sunshine outside Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 75 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 49.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Everybody claims that they want the best things out of life. But not everyone want to go through the toils and strife. This particular fella walks around all day long saying, shine,
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. So people have been clamoring for a third party for decades now. And yes, you know, when you look at what Democratic Party and Republican Party have wrought, there certainly needs to be more than those two parties in my estimation. Because somewhere along the road, when even whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, your heart gets broken based on those two parties and who they decide and determine who the candidate should be and not the people. And so you come into a situation like the one we're dealing with now, which is as critical an election, I think, that there's been in a long, long time. Whether or not a man like Donald Trump is allowed to become an elected dictator, because make no mistake about it, that's who he is. And people understand that who support him, and they don't mind having a dictator in that position, or a man who has clearly stated that there'll be reprisals if he becomes the president of the United States again. He is going to punish his enemies. And I don't see how that makes any sense whatsoever and how anybody can support that kind of foolishness. On the other hand, there's Joe Biden, and we all know what the conversations have been about President Biden, his age, and the fact that, you know, it's time to move on from him. But if I have to look at the two of them, and if I'm an independent, if I'm somebody who hasn't made up my mind, if I weigh the problems that Donald Trump presents or the problems that Joe Biden presents, there's no comparison. I mean, listen to what is coming out of the mouth of Donald Trump. It's even worse than it's ever been. And yet, it's nip and tuck right now between him and President Joe Biden. Well, you add a third-party candidate. And Robert Reich, a brilliant writer, in today's Salon newspaper, is talking about third-party candidates and who's going to benefit by it. And maybe you haven't given it any thought whatsoever. Maybe it's not even on your radar. But as they organize and try to get out the vote, Democrats do all of those things. And really, there should be no comparison between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Excuse me, especially with a man looking at these criminal charges. It's laughable that man is still, you know, either nip and tuck with Joe Biden. It's laughable. And then you look at the fact that, you know, well, Joe Biden's a criminal too. Well, you know, I don't even want to go with that conversation. But I do want to go with the conversation of what happens when the Green Party and the No Labels Party, and both of them claim to be centrist. Those parties both claim to say that, you know, we want to bring both parties together. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. And Gene, hey, good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Oh, good morning, Earl. This is the best topic that you could bring up today, because I'm really concerned about the No Party, and I'm concerned about the Green Party. I believe in the values of the Green Party. However, right now, people need to wake up. Everybody's needs are not being met right now. But our country's in chaos, and I'm 68 and will be 69 real soon. And I have never seen, and I've watched our government for many years. I've watched Democrats, Republicans back and forth fighting. I've seen good presidents, bad presidents from both parties. However, I have never seen the deception and the fascist ways done by the Republican Party. And I have many dear friends from the Republican Party. I had Republican and Democrat signs in my yard. But this is not that party. Now, a lot of money's come in, and we've watched it firsthand in the state of Wisconsin under Scotty Walker. Scotty Walker was put into office on my side of the state. Nobody even knew who the heck he was. And they weren't for him on our side of the state. But their right-wing talk radio really gave him a big push.
Right.
But when he got in, he took the reins. He busted up our Board of Elections. He busted up our ethics group. He changed the way that people were hired to work for the government in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, he really made a mess of the pillars in the state of Wisconsin. Well, when I saw him sitting in Trump's chair in the Capitol, I thought, oh, my God, here we go. And God dang it, didn't he do the same thing? Now, No Labels Party, everybody better have red flags flying right in front of their eyes or flashing no stop, like alert, do not support this party. They are clandestine as you get. They're hiding everything. They don't want to tell you what they're about. And, oh, but we're in the middle. We're in the middle. Watch out, folks. When you hear the words freedom throne or we're in the middle, you know, we're in the middle. There's no such thing as being in the middle, and especially right now. Now, a lot of people are upset with Biden and say he's too old. Let me tell you something.
Hey, Gene, let me do this. We've got to go to a break, and you can hang on. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Where the fans own the team.
This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Libya's eastern city of Derna has buried at least 700 people killed in devastating flooding, but the death toll will rise. Officials there say at least 10,000 people have been reported missing. The death toll in Morocco now stands at nearly 3,000 following last Friday's devastating earthquake centered in the Atlas Mountains north of Marrakesh. Kader Garnier Awe, with an American NGO, says the Moroccan government has yet to accept its offer for help, even though they are still trying.
To get to one area to another area, we've been told yesterday that one of the areas we're probably looking at is like driving 2 or 3 hours from Marrakesh and then hiking 2 hours with all our gear materials.
Google on trial today in Washington. The Department of Justice saying the search engine giant amounts to a monopoly. North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Russia for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A pickup truck crashed into a house, leaving one person dead. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened around 4:30 in the morning yesterday in Buchanan. They were called to the West 700 block of Highway Z near Kakana. Witnesses say there was a loud explosion. Buchanan and surrounding area first responder crews pulled the driver from the truck and tried to revive him. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Authorities aren't sure why the pickup drove off the road. The incident is being investigated. Commuters take note. The Mason Street Bridge in Green Bay is temporarily closed today for maintenance. It closed at 6 a.m. this morning, but should be open by about 2:30 this afternoon. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the bridge is closed for routine inspection and fall maintenance. Officials say the closing has nothing to do with the incident last week where a pillar was struck by a semi. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
Devec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first-ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Or our website.
Just smile for me and let the day begin. You are the sunshine that lights my heart within. And I'm sure that you're an angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will ride on the wings of love.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So I'm talking about, you know, the No Labels Party and the Green Party, which threaten to really decide the outcome of this 2024 election. Now, both those parties, the No Labels and the Green Party, they encourage bipartisanship, and they somehow foolishly think, that their party is going to somehow bring the Republicans and the Democrats together to do what's in the best interest of the people. And I think that, you know, pretty gullible if that's what they believe. No party, be it the Green Party or the No Labels Party, is going to garner enough votes that they are going to somehow, you know, swing or wind up winning the election. So they're not going to win the election. What is their purpose? You've got to ask the question, what is their purpose? Let's go back to Gene quickly from Eau Claire. Gene, I wanted to give you a chance to finish up your thoughts. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Earl. I didn't mean to go on. And
no, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead.
I've been studying this for a long time and paying attention to what's going on here, who's behind it, big money in it. Big money's in it. If people think that it's bad now, watch out if you get to know it.
Well, so let me say this. Because over $70 million has been poured into the No Labels Party already, and the fact that they won't tell you where the money came from.
Yeah.
You know, there's a belief from some that Republicans, donors, major Republican donors are fueling, you know, this party. And so if people don't know, you know, and people are gullible and people are frustrated because they didn't want didn't want Joe Biden as the nominee again, and they're willing to think that maybe, you know, we're sending a message. The question becomes, what are we willing to give up, you know, to send a message, right? What are we willing to lose? Donald Trump again for another 4 years? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and you know what, too, is people need to really pay attention, especially the people in Wisconsin, when they went out and voted for a judge, and already the Republicans in the office, and I have to call them Republicans because that's the name that they have, and they are the ones that want to just stop our justice from working appropriately, that we all voted, Democrats, Republicans, and independents voted for Judge Janet. And these people are doing all kinds of games trying to stop, you know, we would like fair maps. We would like women's health care. There's a lot of things that these people in this state have pulled. Now, we can't do nothing about it. We've been trying to do things about it. And is that what we want for our world, our country, our world?
Hey, Gene, I wish I had more time, but I got to let you go. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor Wall. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what, sir?
Gene, please listen. There is a lot we can do about it. Number one, the biggest problem we've got is Citizens United. That was slipped in with Scott Walker, and it's nothing about Citizens, about Corporations United. We can roll that back. We can roll that back. But let's just talk about what you just last mentioned, the impeachment of Janet. We can stop that tomorrow. It's called obstruction of justice. That's what they're doing. It's in the books. I'm not making it up. And you know, even check with Matt Flynn. You've got an attorney on staff. We can do that. That's obstruction of justice. The thing is, Democrats have to get off their hands and get in that ring and go 15 rounds.
But Bill, I'm asking, you know, part of this is, there are these other parties that have sprang up, and in a tight election, which we know it's going to be between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, these other parties, the Green Party and the No Labels Party, they have enough cachet that they will determine who the next president is going to be. Your thoughts?
Well, matter who's going to be the next president.
No, I'm saying the Green Party, and the No Labels Party are going to take votes away from the Democrats. That's who they're going to take the votes away from. And so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the thing is, don't let them. First, you're actually taking care of business today, Earl. You're educating people in what that means to our
Well, because Bill, they're already on the ballot in Michigan and Wisconsin, the No Labels Party, and two of the bellwether states that are going to determine who the president are going to be. They're already on the ballot.
Earl, you keep saying Donald Trump. I don't believe if our country has anything left, they're not going to let a criminal be president from a jail cell. It's impossible. It isn't going to happen.
Well,
if it does happen, Earl, it is the end of our society as we know it, our environment. Everything is going to change.
Well, you know, Bill, I wish I was as confident as you, but, you know, all things kind of point towards the fact that there is nothing that says that Donald Trump or any person can't run for president of the United States. They can be a felon. Those things exist. So, you know, and the fact that, you know, Donald Trump, he has so many followers that there's always a possibility, man.
But the Constitution prevents him.
Where does the Constitution say that, you know?
14th Amendment, Section 3.
I know,
if
but you know.
Were part, yes, sir?
No, go ahead, Bill.
If you're part or parcel of an insurrection, which he was and which he is and which he's being charged for, you cannot even run for office. That takes Ron Johnson out, too.
Yeah, but
that's
so.
That's the Constitution.
Well, but there it's not exactly a given that he's accused of insurrection. He's not convicted of it. So, you know, that's the issue, whether or not he's going to be convicted of it. And there are many people in the know who thinks that he may overcome that.
If he does, Earl, it's the end of our country.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Oh, the lack of knowledge out there. He's never been charged with insurrection. And if Joe Biden, if President Biden and do-nothing VP Harris was doing a good job, you wouldn't be worried about a third party. You wouldn't be worried about the Republicans. But let's just ask New York Mayor, Democrat, Eric Adams, what a great job this president is doing and the border czar, VP Harris, do nothing, is working.
And so let me say this to you, CJ. The last time I checked, the president of the United States is not a king. And so there is a Congress, right? So they make laws. The president of the United States can't unilaterally himself be held accountable for what's happening at the border. As Sandy and I have talked about ad nauseum, this is an ongoing issue for the past 25 years and many other presidents. It doesn't matter how many times you say it's one man's fault. Go ahead.
On day one,
we already know
the building of the wall.
We already know that
he ended our energy independence.
We already know that, CJ. Every time you call, you repeat the same thing. So we know that. Give us something new.
You won't acknowledge it.
Give us something new.
On day one, yes, he did unilaterally, Earl. On day one, he attacked our energy independence and our border policy and 17 other executive orders. So, yes, you won't acknowledge that unilaterally this president attacked our border policy.
Hey, CJ, you know, thank you very much for the call. I don't have the energy. Tom, good morning to you, man. Your thoughts about this third party and the impact that these parties are going to have.
I am sorry. CJ does not know how to stay on point, and he actually needs to get some medication or get off his medication that he's taking, because It's all hate that he promotes. No Labels Party should show us very, very, very well how money and politics has destroyed this country, how Citizens United has destroyed this country, and we got to do something, and we have to do something fast. I don't know. We the people need to stand up, and we the people need to say we need all money out of politics. Because I'll tell you what, if these billionaires right now are funding
No Labels
Party the way that they are,
yeah, they are.
All of a sudden, what you're going to start seeing is the media who gets money from advertising from these people, all of a sudden we'll be talking about them in a favorable way. Oh, No Labels. They must be, the way that everyone needs to go, because it's cool not to take a stand, I guess, one way or the other. It's better to be in the middle. Give me a break. You know what? All the middle is, and all the two-party system, or all the bipartisan crap and No Labels is both parties being owned by the same exact donors. And we need to get money out of politics. It's the bottom line. Please, people out there, call your local representatives and tell them we need money out of politics immediately. Because if not, we have nothing but an oligarchy in this country right now. And that's what we have.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, as always. So will every other third party claiming to be in the center or on the left, including the Green Party, which is already on the ballot in the two key swing states of Michigan and Wisconsin, and whose most likely candidate for president is Cornel West, and the People's Party, especially if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. becomes its nominee? The reason they're all front groups for Donald Trump is that the upcoming 2024 election is likely to be nail-bitingly close, even as a two-way race between Trump and Biden. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Quickly, Ken, go ahead.
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
Good morning. What's up?
How can you keep repeating that it's been a 24-year issue with immigration?
Because it has been.
So how come the mayor of New York City is now complaining about it?
Because Republican governors started shipping those people to northern states. That's why. And northern cities. That's why. It's always been an issue, man. They kept it on the border. They kept it in Texas and Arizona and those places. And it's been an ongoing thing for the past 20-some-odd years.
So you think it's responsible to keep everybody in Texas and let them worry about all the immigration?
Did I say that it was responsible for that? You asked me why I thought over the last 20-some-odd years that this has been an issue for that long. I pointed out to you why it has been. Anybody who says this is because of Joe Biden is ignorant, which means that they don't know, or they clearly haven't done any research. You know, the problem with people at the border has been long ago. And if it hadn't been, then why did they build the wall? Why was there a wall there even before Donald Trump got there, Ken? You ever think about that? That wall didn't just get there in the last 5 or 6 years. Ken?
Why is the mayor of New York City complaining then?
I just told you, because they've sent those people all over the nation as opposed to in the South. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open as always. We'll be right back.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance.
school sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 64. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 46. Highs level off around 64. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 75 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Talking about, you know, these third parties, the No Labels, the Green Party, the People's Party, and all of those things. And Robert Wright says, if a third party candidate takes even a small part of the anti-Trump vote away from Biden, Trump is likely to be returned to the White House. Consider the five states most likely to decide the 2024 election in the Electoral College: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. In 2016, Trump narrowly won each of them, giving him the presidency in 2020. These five states narrowly tipped in the other direction, giving Biden the presidency. Biden's razor-thin margins in these five states in 2020 came from a massive anti-Trump vote. In all of these states, at least one in three Biden voters said they voted mainly against Trump. In Wisconsin, where the Green Party has already secured a spot on the 2024 ballot, 38% of Biden voters said they voted mainly against Trump. In Arizona, where No Labels has already secured a spot on the 2024 ballot, 45% of Biden's voters said they voted mainly against Trump. Biden has no margin for error. Even a small drop-off from his 2020 anti-Trump vote would make him vulnerable. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Good morning. Well, I'm going to disagree a little bit with you and Robert Reich, who I always kind of agree with. But I think really a democracy needs to have more options. But I think instead of having all these third parties, I really wish we'd go to a ranked choice voting system.
Well, you know, I wouldn't disagree with you, only we're not going to be going to a ranked choice voting system in 2024. That's for sure. And we do know that these other parties are going to take away votes. They're going to get votes. And there are people like you and others, and myself included, who are frustrated. The question becomes, are we willing to take the risk to do that now at this point in time when none of those parties are going to win the nomination. They're not going to be president of the United States. And so we're going to prove a point by what? By allowing Donald Trump to become president again? That's the outcome, Cindy.
I know. But like I said, I think options are a good thing.
I didn't say options weren't. I know, but you said that the end result of this is Donald Trump becoming president again. Are we willing to pay that price?
Well, it doesn't say much for us as a country, Earl, that we don't have better choices.
I got that. You know, but we have what we have, and we know that it's going to be Donald Trump or Joe Biden, and we're not going to change that. Are we willing to bite off our nose to spite our face, as the old axiom goes?
Well, I guess we're going to find out, aren't we?
No, hey, Cindy. No, I can't accept that. We know what the price is going to be if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States again. We know what that is going to be. He is going to do everything within his power to make sure that he becomes a king and a ruler. And the president of the United States certainly has some powers, and he's going to turn things inside out and upside down. That's what he's going to do. Everybody knows that. The Republicans know that. The Democrats know that. But why would we do anything to help that?
I don't know. I don't understand it. But, you know, they always say you get what you vote for. So if that's what our nation wants, if they want to become a plutocracy or an aristocracy, whatever, I guess that's what we get. Because if people are that ignorant and can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't know what to say, because you can't convince these Trump people of anything else. They're so brainwashed. I don't understand how they got to this point. But they just don't see the evil in this man, and I just don't get that.
I know, but Cindy, you already said it. That's why it's so critically important that we can't allow him to get back. And yes, I'm in total agreement with you. I'm not satisfied with what the Democratic Party does many times. And there needs to be changes there. But you know, this is not the hill that we should die on. To prove a point, too much is at stake. Hey, thank you very much for your thoughts and being honest. I love that about you. You know, those of you who believe in the third party and you think that now is the time that, you know, this happens, I'm sorry, it's not the time. Too much at stake. The world and what happens in it, I don't ever want to turn it back over to a man who's clearly mentally challenged. Donald Trump is mentally challenged. Anybody who thinks that he's not, I'm sorry, listen to what comes out of his mouth, Calvin. Every day, nobody can tell me that that's a sane man. And if you say he is sane, then he's an evil SOB. That's what moves him. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.